Blog Talk Radio.
You were the word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden glory in creation.
to another edition of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's awesome host, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Hembrick. He's coming up, Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all need to get excited about Straight to the Point tonight. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We are excited. Hey, a couple announcements, guys, before Elder comes up. And we got another song coming up as well, ladies and gentlemen. Real quickly, you should be tweeting out email, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the number 347-843-4559. I am convinced everybody on the planet should be listening to Straight to the Point tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with Elder coming up shortly. It is going to be life-changing tonight. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that number, guys, put it out there, 347-843-4559. Most of you folks know at least 5,000 people, right? At least. Put that number out there, 347-843-4559. Hey, also, too, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on, ladies and gentlemen. This is the global network of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our host tonight is Elder Samuel Hembrick. Hey, we'll be back after this next song, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Thank you.
Here very shortly here. You better give God some praise if you on this right now. Yes. Yes, yes. What a great day. What a great time. What a great time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, if you would, let's put your hands together as we open up the mic for Elder Samuel Hembrick. God bless you. Brother Hembrick, welcome to Straight to the Point again.
Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. 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 God bless you, everyone. God bless you. God bless everyone tonight. You know, God is so good tonight that he gave us another opportunity to get on the line tonight. I'm so grateful tonight to be on Straight to the Point. You know, God is just worthy to be praised. And we're just going to come and just lift up the name of Jesus tonight. I just ask that if you're out there tonight in radio land, just lift your hands up and just give God the praises. Just give God the glory. Just give God the honor for all he's done, all he's going to do, and all you think that he ain't going to do, he's going to do it. Just give him the praises tonight, because my God is such a wonderful and a great God. We want to first give an honor to God who's first in our life. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank Dr. Henderson. Oh, Father, I want to thank her for allowing us to allow me to be on Straight to the Point on this particular Monday night, the second Monday of this month of December, just a couple of weeks away, and it'll be Christmas time. Santa Claus will be coming down the chimney. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. God, we just give God the glory tonight. We just give him honor. And I just want to thank him for Dr. Vaughn tonight. I'm going to thank him for him because he's always there, always on the line to make sure that things are going in order and things are being done properly according to the word of God. And we just thank God for his energy. We just thank God for his endurance. We thank God for what he's doing outside of State Department when he's on here alone. We just thank God for his ministry. We thank God for his family. We thank God in Jesus' name. And most important of all, I just want to thank God for my wife. Thank God for her tonight. Thank God for, excuse me, thank God for her tonight. We just thank God. We thank God for everyone that's on the line. Please forgive me tonight. I have a little cold, but we ain't gonna let that get in the way. The devil is a liar. We're going to work through this tonight in Jesus' name. But this is the word that someone needs to hear tonight. And the devil's trying to, you know, come up against it. But we're going to come up against him tonight because he has no power. He has no dominion. So he just might as well get on out of here and leave us alone in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Tonight we'll be coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 30. I think I'm going to read 37 to 39 tonight. In Romans, the 8th chapter, it says thus, yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creeping thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise him. Glory to God. Praise him. Glory to God. I want to use tonight. I don't know how long I'll be on tonight, but whatever the Lord say, that's what it will be. My sermon tonight is nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. I want to give honor to those two artists, songs that have just played, Maverick Music, City Hall Music, and the Hill Song, How Great Is Thy Faithfulness, and Promise by Maverick City. Those are one of my favorite groups. I just like their music because the music is just so worshiping. You can worship on their music. You can do a lot of things and just listen to the words of which they do sing. God is good today. God is just worthy to be praised. And as I said earlier, I just pray that, you know, we're just lifting up our hands tonight and giving God all the glory and we're giving him all the honor. Nothing can separate you from the love. Let the divine assurance trickle through your mind and into your heart and your soul. Whenever you start to feel fearful or anxious, repeat this unconditional promise. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. I think somebody out there in radio land should say that. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. No matter what I'm going through, nothing can separate me from the love of God. As it said in Romans 8, chapter 38, no heights, no depth, no anything can get in my way for me being loving God. Because God, excuse me, God is there and God is with me all the time. We just have to keep on, you know, believing that and stop worrying, praise God, about things that we have no control over. God say that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we have to believe that. That's what he said. That's what he do. He's not a God that will take from you and will forget about you, you know, like maybe your friends will forget about you, you know, somebody on your job might forget about you. But God said, I'll never forget about you. God said, nothing can separate me from the love. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. nothing can separate me from the love of God. And I do thank God tonight because nothing can separate me from the love of God. I want to read this 38th verse of Romans again. In the 38th verse, and it says, "For I am persuaded, hey, glory to God, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come." It says, no principality, nothing to get in the way if you separate yourself. Nothing can separate yourself from nothing. You can't separate yourself from God. You always have to be on top and give God glory. Give him worship. Don't worry about the things that are concerned. Don't worry about your bills. Don't worry about food in your refrigerator. God said nothing can separate me from you. I'm going to always be there for you no matter what. No heights, no things, no death. None of that could separate me from you. God said, I will be there with you if you just only believe and trust in me. Oh, God is so good tonight. God is so good tonight. Most of mankind, misery seems from feeling unloved. In the midst of adversity, circumstances, people tend to feel that love has been withdrawn and they have been forsaken. This feeling is abolishment of is often worse than the adversity itself. I'll be sure that I'll never leave my children. God said he will never leave his children. He will be with them. He will be with them. Just think, God died on the cross, and they nailed his hands to the cross. And that nailed his hands, that was, he did that for you. He did that for me. God said, I'll never leave you. No, I'll never forsake you. I will be with you through everything that you're going through, every problem that you're going through, every situation that you're going through, every circumstance you're going through. God said, I will be there for you. I will be there. All you have to do is trust and believe in me and forget about these things of the world. Forget about these things of the world and concentrate on Jesus. We have to concentrate on Jesus. We have to let the Lord know that we love him just like he loved us. He gave his only forgotten son for us that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. You know, God is just so good tonight. God is just so worthy tonight to be praised. And we come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We come to give glory to God tonight. We come to give honor to God tonight. God say, in any adverse or any circumstances that you may feel you're going through, God said, don't worry about it because I'm going to be there for you. All you have to do is trust and believe in me. Know that I'm there for you. I died on the cross for you so that your sins could be forgiven. So God is you there because God, his hands was nailed to the cross. And God nailed all your sins were nailed when God's hands were nailed to the cross. All your sins were forgiven right then and there. If we just stop worrying, my brothers and sisters, and concentrate on the word of God, and do as God said for us to do, trust and believe in him. He said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Just like the songwriter said, God promised this. God promised he would do this. This is a promise. God said that he would take care of you. He would take care of your family. He would take care of your finances. He would take care of anything that you're going through, anything you have problems on your job, you have problems on that, you have problems with your boss. God said, if you give it to him and leave it there, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. God said, I'm going to take care of you because he said, nothing can separate me. You tell yourself, nothing can separate me from the love of Jesus. Nothing. No matter what you try to do to me, no matter how you try to scold me, no matter how you try to put me down, no matter how you talk low about me, no matter how you think that you're better than me, God said, I would never forsake you. God said, I'm there when other people are not there for you. God said, I'm there. God said, don't you worry about what somebody else say about you. God said, don't worry about what what people do to you. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about those folks that's trying to misuse you, because God said, I'm there for you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be by your side. I will be by your side. God said, I'll be by your side. And Joshua, the first chapter, verse 5, said, he said that no man shall be stand before you with all, excuse me, all the days of your life, as I am with Moses, so will I be also with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. See, if God told Joshua, he told Joshua, he said, my servant Moses is gone, is dead. He said, Joshua, now it's your time to take over. Your time to lead the people. And he told Joshua, he said, Joshua, be not afraid. Be of good courage. Be strong. Be of good courage. He said, because I am there with you always. He said, I will guide you just like I did Moses. Just like I did Moses. He said, I will do just like I would take. God said, told Joshua, that I would do just like I did Moses. I would, just like I led Moses, I will lead you. But you have to trust in me. See, that's the key word. See, we got to trust in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters. We got to believe that God, excuse me, that God is who he say he is. See, we got to believe that. We can't go around here thinking that you are better than me because you make more money than I do. Or you better than me because you wear the latest fashions and I'm wearing Playmates. Hallelujah. You can't go around here thinking that you wearing Levi pants and I'm wearing pants from the Goodwill. You can't go around here thinking excuse me. You can't go around here thinking that you are better than I am. Because your clothes are cleaner than mine. You can't go around here thinking because I got to go to the mission place to have to get some food and you have some in your refrigerator. You can't go around thinking because God said, I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. See, that's what's wrong with people. Praise God. That's what's wrong with people. We get it. We always try to, you know, talk somebody down. Bring another person down. Whatever you can do. Well, if they're sick, you don't even call them if they're sick. If they're not doing good, you don't even say hello. And you walk past, you don't even speak to them. See, we got to stop all this stuff. We got to stop all this stuff. How can we trust God when we can't even speak to our own brothers and sisters who we see every day? But yet God is telling you that I will nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. You're supposed to say that all the time. Nothing can separate me. I'm always going to be following Christ. Praise God. So be assured that I never abandon any of my children, not even temporarily. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My presence watches over you completely. See, God is watching over us completely. God said, I will continue to watch over you continually. God said, I will continue to watch over you. Oh, God. And he said, this is why he said that. He said, but I could, because I have engraved on the palm, I had engraved you on the palm of my hands. Hallelujah. Like I said, when those nails, when they nailed him to the cross, that was your name up there. That was that situation you were going through. Oh, God, excuse me. I'm sorry. That was that situation that you were going through. Hallelujah. God is just so good. And just forgive me for my coughing tonight. God is good. But like I said, you know, God said that he'll never separate himself from you.
God said he'll be with you all time. God said he'll be with you through thick and thin. God said he'll be with you whenever you call, whenever you need him, even if you even if you don't need him, God will be with you. Hallelujah. So we just have to, my brothers and sisters, we just have to trust and believe in God. We got to know God for ourselves. Isaiah talks about in the 49th chapter, Isaiah said, verses 15 and 16, Isaiah said, can a woman forget her nursing, a nursing child, and have no compassion over the son on her womb, of her womb? Surely they forget. 16 says, see, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. See? God said, you don't have to worry about what other people are saying about you. You don't have to worry about your enemies. God said, I'll be right there. Don't worry about nobody that's talking about you. Don't worry about nobody that's, you know, don't want to be your friend. Don't worry about that. God said, I'm your friend forever. God said, I'll be there. All you got to do is call on me. Call on me and I'll be there. Call on me and I'll be there. You heard the song. Call on me and I'll be there. All we have to do is call on Jesus. And know that Jesus is there for us. Know that he is our shining light. Know that he looks after us. Know that he cares for us. Know that he directed all of our footsteps. Know this. You don't have to worry about nothing. Because he said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. If you trust and believe in God, nothing can separate you from him. He got you. He nailed your all your sins, all your personal problems, your finances, your going through the divorce, your marriage. God nailed that stuff to the cross. That was nailed to the cross. And you just have to be steadfast and unmovable, always working in the bounds of the Lord. See, you got to know Christ for yourself. And I pray to somebody hearing this word, somebody's getting this word tonight, even though when I'm caught going through the coffin thing, I'm sorry about that, but I pray that you hear what I'm saying tonight. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing. Only you have to do is believe. Believe that he is who he is, that he say he is. He is who he say he is. Just ask yourself, who is he? Who is he to you? Who is he to you? What do he mean to you? What do he mean to you? Ask yourself that question. What do he mean? What you mean to me, Christ? What you mean to me? Ask yourself that. What Jesus mean to you? He didn't already say, nothing can separate me from the love of Jesus. Nothing can separate me. So what do he mean to you? He's a loving and a caring and understanding God. He's a God that you worship all the time, day and night. God's the one to keep you, allow you to go to sleep and allow you to wake up the next day. That's God. That ain't man touching you. That ain't your wife calling you to get up and turn the light out. That's God calling you. Turn your light on. Hallelujah. See, we got to learn how to worship God and worship him too. We got to learn that, my brothers and sisters. We can't keep going around and playing church and not being about church. Yeah, I go to this church around the corner, or I go to that church two blocks down the road. Yeah, and they do this and they do that. But what did you learn while you were there? Did you take God with you when you were there? Or you just went there to show off your brand new suit or your brand new dress or your brand new hat you just bought? But I said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. It doesn't matter what you go, what you wear to church. You don't have to go there. You don't have to go to Macy's or someplace like that and get you a brand new suit and get you a brand new dress. Put on what you have at home and serve God. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if we trust in God and believe in God, my Lord, if we trust in him, believe in him, we'll be all right. That's why so many things are going on today, because we are not trusting and believing in God. We're not believing in his word. We're trusting and believing in our own self. We're not separating ourselves from the world. We giving ourselves to the world. But we have to separate ourselves from the world. Hallelujah. Joshua said it. Romans said it. Paul talks about it. God told Joshua, don't worry about a thing. I got you. I got your back. Who else going to have your back but God? You know you can depend on him. He's going to be there. You might not see the blessing today or tomorrow, but it's coming if you only believe. But we have to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters. We have to believe in that. We have to trust. We have to trust in Almighty God. Excuse me. God is good. I tell you, God is good. God is good. I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to trust in God no matter what I'm going through. I'm going through him with this cough now, but I'm going to trust in God because I know God is going to take care of this cough. But I'm not going to stop serving because I'm coughing. I'm not going to stop speaking because I'm coughing. I'm not going to give the devil no credit. Because I'm going to give God all the glory that I could give him, because he said nothing can separate me from the love of Jesus. Nothing can separate me from the love of Jesus. I'm going to speak every time I get the opportunity to speak. I'm going to speak every time I get the opportunity to minister to somebody. I'm going to minister to them. Every time I get the opportunity to raise my voice and sing mounts of glory, I'm going to do it. Because nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing, my brothers and sisters. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. And I pray to God that nothing can separate you from the love of God, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your family is going through. And yes, families are going through. People are going through. Changes are being made. Food is high. Gas is high. Mortgage is high. Rent is high. People are going through. But you got to have faith in God. Say, nothing can stop me, separate me from the love of Christ. I don't care what they do. I'm going to love God. I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to trust in God, and I'm going to be thankful of what he's done or what he's going to do. He might not do it today. He might not do it tomorrow, but I promise you, he will do it. But you got to trust and believe in him. See, we have a problem, my brothers and sisters, in believing. We believe what we want to believe in, but we've been not believing in Jesus Christ, our Savior, because we're still doing the things that we're not supposed to be doing. We're still doing some stuff we're not supposed to be doing because we're not trusting in God. We're not putting our full trust. Yeah, God, if you do this, if I see it, God, then I know you did it. But sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes it's spiritual. You see something spiritual. You see it in a spiritual way. Praise God. You see it in the spiritual way. You see it with God is praise him Glory to his holy name. You see, in the spiritual way, where God is showing you something. Or he done stop you from getting into something. Because you were heading in that direction. But God stopped you right in your tracks. Said, no, no, no. Don't go that way. Go this way. Because if you go that way, that's where the trouble is. I'm going to turn you around and go this way. See? Nothing can separate me from the love of God. God is good. And I thank the Lord tonight. I thank you for listening tonight. I praise God for each and every one of you. I pray that someone heard the message tonight. Because God is just so good. God is so good. I'm finished. Thank you, Elder. You can take, I'm finished. I'm done.
Amen, Elder. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you're just joining us as a voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick on Straight to the Point tonight, I love it. Now I'll give the man a hand clap. Man, Elder, that was a powerful word tonight, sir. Powerful word. I trust y'all took some notes tonight as well, as I did, ladies and gentlemen. Elder talked about being persuaded out of the Word of God tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be persuaded. Come on, folks. You've got to be persuaded. If you're a believer, you must be persuaded that God is who he says he is. Yes. Thank you so much for your reminder, Elder. Mm-hmm. And Elder, amen. You also, as you reminded us, Elder, please know, folks, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Come on, folks. Now, y'all know, the believers know that there ain't nothing too hard for our God. So you better thank God. That's right. And we're praying for Elder right now as he's getting healed in the name of Jesus as well. So we just thank God for the word tonight, God, out of Romans. Powerful word, powerful, powerful word tonight, Elder. Thank you so much. And Elder, when you're ready, we'll go and open up these lines. And I know we got some folks online that are a little fired up too as well.
Amen. I'm ready.
Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us live or on the internet right now, this is Straight to the Point. You've been listening to Elder Samuel Hembrick. Bringing the word, folks. Bringing the word. Amen. Amen. Many, many more. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll go right to the line. I'm going to bring in one of the baddest and awesome evangelists on the planet, Evangelist Jack LeMays. You are up with Elder. How you doing, Evangelist? How you doing, man?
Amen.
I'm doing amazing. I am doing amazing. Sure. God bless you all. What a powerful word tonight, Elder Hembrick. You preached that. Amen. God used it tonight. And I am so excited about the word of the Lord tonight. Just the first few words, I'm just right there stuck. For I am persuaded. Wow. Right there is power packed.
Yeah.
And if you just keep going and read all of the reasoning why he is persuaded in that death, amen. He said death, life, no angels, no principalities, no powers, things present or things to come, nothing in the past, nothing in the future, nothing going on right now, no height, no depth, no other creatures, no, good God Almighty, no other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Nothing. It don't matter what it is. It's nothing. But the thing that got me is when Paul said, I am persuaded. I mean, something had to take place for him to be that confident about this. Something had to be proven unto him for him to be able to concretely speak on that level that he is fully persuaded. Nothing will ever separate him from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord. What better love can we have than a man lay down his life for his friends, to lay down his life, not only for his friends, but for his enemies, those that even wouldn't treat him right, wouldn't do him right. He still laid down his life. What kind of love is that?
Yeah,
he said, but I'm fully persuaded.
This is powerful tonight.
No principalities, no powers, no creatures, Nothing going on now, nothing going on last night,
Amen.
Nothing going on tomorrow going to be able to stop it. Good God Almighty. This is powerful. I'm telling you, this thing right here is everything to my soul tonight. I'm telling
yes,
you.
Ma'am. Yes,
I thank God
ma'am.
For your elders. God bless you. God bless you. God heal you. In
Amen.
The name of the Lord Jesus tonight, God bless you. Thank you so much for that word.
Amen.
God
thank
bless
you. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you. Yes, indeed. I thank you so much, Evangelist. I thank God for that. When I was studying His Word, that God just spoke all through me and says nothing can separate me.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's done.
Nothing. Man. Nothing. And see everything that He done. He put it in the palm of His hands when they nailed His hands to the cross. All your sins was right there at the cross. He nailed them. You forgive Him for all your sins. Every problem that you had, He forgave you. Every
yeah.
problem that you're going through, you don't have to worry about it because you said nothing. Said Paul,
yes.
Paul, like you said, Paul said, I persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, I persuaded, you know, that neither death, nor life, no angels, no principality, no power, no anything that to come. I mean that is powerful right there all by itself.
Yeah, you got that right.
All by itself. So God is just so good. So I thank you.
Yeah.
I thank
yeah.
you. I thank you for being on the line tonight. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Evangelist Jacqueline Mays on with Elder Samuel Hendricks on Straight to the Point tonight. Open up the lines. Hey, if you want to come on, guys, for those who are on live, hit *1 on your phone. That'll put you in queue. I want to respect everybody. You may not want to come on, but if you do, hit *1 on your phone, and we'll bring you in respectively. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, the Word of God is powerful. And as you know, Elder, Jesus covered all the bases, man. He covered everything for us, didn't he? He just covered everything. I love it. Amen. Amen. So Elder, we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines again. I know Sister Sarah probably just jumped out of her seat again on the Word there tonight. Sister Sarah, welcome. How you doing, sis? I love it.
I'm blessed with the Lord. Tonight has, ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hello, everyone, men and women of God. I thank you so much for just being able to spread, you know, the hot message of the Lord that nothing can separate us from the love of the Lord.
Nothing. Nothing. My God.
I mean,
Amen.
He is there. He's everywhere, ready to forgive us, ready to open His arms of love to show us that He's there. I'm telling you, He is everywhere, opening up His arms of love. So we just open up ours and continue to love each other, love Him first and foremost, and give God the glory every day, whether it's bad, whether we're going through bad or good. Give God the glory.
Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Sarah, I thank you so much for being on the line tonight. God bless you and have a smile upon you. And I pray that the Lord will continue to use you and continue to bless you and your family. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. I just before you get off, Sister Sarah, I just want to say this. It says, my presence watch over you continuously. I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. So that means Jesus got you. Everything that you were going through, or everything that you're going through, He done put that on the cross. All that stuff has been forgiven. God said, I got all this. Don't you worry about nothing. You just keep on moving on. You just keep on moving forward. You keep following my direction. You keep following my orders. I'm going to lead you in the right direction. No matter what anybody else say. Nobody, it doesn't matter what
what anyone else say about you or how they say it, say that nothing can separate me from the love of Jesus. Glory to God. I thank you so much, Sister Sir, for being on the line tonight. God bless you and your family, and heaven smile upon you.
Thank you, man of God. I tell you, the Lord is really on the move. I mean, the message is hot tonight, and it's not just for me, but to everyone on the line. I'm telling you, the Lord is, we're remembering him, knowing that he loves us, and I'm telling you, the message is just on time. It's on time. Yes.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Elder Hembrick, Sister Sarah's always on fire for the Lord, and praise God for everybody on tonight for sure. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, if you're just joining us, hey, that's the voice of one of our wonderful, wonderful hosts tonight, Elder Samuel Hembrick. We're opening up the lines tonight. Just want to make sure I don't miss anybody, Elder, too, as well. Last four digits is 0460. So let's see if you had anything to say or comment. A prayer request or comment tonight. Anything you like to say, you're on the line. 0460, you're online if you'd like to say a few words. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, it was good to be on the line and hear the word go forth. That was a good, positive word, well needed.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Oh, amen. God, you know, God is good. I didn't get your name. What is your name, ma'am?
It's Queen.
Queen. Oh, amen. Amen. Amen, Sister Queen. It's good to hear that. Hear you tonight. Glad that you was able to get on the line, take out some time of your busy schedule to get on the line. You know, God is good, and he's just so worthy to be praised. And just remember, nothing can persuade you. Always remember, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing can separate you. You just stay in tune with the Lord. You stay fired up for Jesus. I don't care what nobody say, what they do, what kind of financial problems you might be having. You just stay in tune with Jesus and say nothing can stop me from loving Christ, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what my children is going through, no matter what my husband is going through. You know, just keep on saying, nothing can stop me from loving Jesus. Nothing. So that when you put Jesus, Sister Queen, you put Jesus in front, then everything else is going to work out, because Jesus has taken the steering, just like you driving your car, but Jesus is driving the car. He got the steering wheel. You just sitting there. Amen. So nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus. And I thank you once again for coming on the line. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you and your family. Have a wonderful evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. And come back on to see us again. We're on every Monday night. Every Monday night we're here.
Amen, Elder. Amen. Elder, well, back to you, sir. Back to you. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe with Elder Samuel Hembrick.
Amen. Glory to God. I just want to say I've just given on to God first in my life. Thank him for getting me through this word tonight. I tell you, the devil would try to do anything to try to stop you, but I refuse it because... I'm persuaded what God can do. So I'm not going to stop praising God. I'm not going to stop giving God the glory. What circumstances I'm going through, you know, God, I know God is going to heal my body. I know God is going to heal my soul. I know God is going to heal this voice. I know God is going to allow me to speak what he wants me to speak.
Yes.
I'm going to do that. I'm giving God the glory. I'm going to give God the honor. Because God is just so worthy to be praised. And I do love the Lord. I do love the Lord. And I just thank God. I mean, I'm just so thankful tonight.
I'm just so thankful for what
God is doing in my life personally. I mean, personally in my life, I'm just thankful. Because, I go to a lot of different changes, a lot of different stuff. But I just turn it over to God. I turn it over to Him. And as soon as if I start thinking about it too much, I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to mess it up. So I just turn it over to God. Say, God, you got this. You got this because I can't handle this. I can't handle all this nonsense, all this noise that people are talking about, and you know, and all that kind of stuff. God, you got this. You're in control of this situation. So we have to turn it. We have to turn things over to God, and we have to leave them there. Like I say, take it to the altar, leave it there. You have to leave it there because, as I said earlier, God said that He nailed this stuff to the cross. He got it in the palm of His hand. He nailed all that stuff to the cross. Everything that you're going through, everything that you will go through, it's already nailed to the cross. God said, I'll take care of that. Then in Psalm 39, He said, neither heights nor depth nor any other creature thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus, our Savior. Our Lord Savior. That's it right there. No heights, no depth, no any other creeping thing will be able to separate us. That means no heights can't get high enough. No depth can't get low enough. No creeping animal can't stop. Nothing. It says nothing can stop me from the love of Christ for us. Nothing can stop us. So I thank God tonight, and I praise Him tonight, and I want to thank Dr. Henderson tonight for allowing us once again to be on the line every Monday night. One of us be on the line every Monday. Every Monday night, and someone is always on the line with a word from the Lord, and it just kind of, you know, bear with us, and you know, we the Lord has given us a word to speak to your people, and we just ask that you know, accept the word that what the Lord has given you and sending out to you, that you take heed to it, like you know, we did tonight. People was on the line tonight and expressing their feelings, with saying nothing can separate them from the love of Jesus. I mean, nothing can separate, no sickness, no nothing. You know, God can take you through your sickness. I believe that. God can take you through it. If you just trust in Him and believe in Him, God will take you right through it. So, you know, let's continue to give God glory, give God the honor, and give God the praises. And I want to say to everyone that I'm going to be back on for the second Monday in January, the new year. But I want to say to everybody, have a Merry Christmas and enjoy your Christmas. And just don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about the gifts. It's going to be gifts under that tree. Don't you worry about that. There's nothing going to separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing. But there's going to be gifts under that tree. Might not be what you want, but it's going to be a gift under that tree for you. So you don't worry about nothing. You just do what you got to do. Do what the Lord tell you to do, and don't worry about nothing. This is a season to be jolly. You know, this is a season, you know, to be jolly. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be joyful. Families getting together. Friends getting together. You know, sitting back, you know, looking at the football game or whatever your sport is or whatever you like to do. Playing games, watching movies, whatever you like to do. This is the season for us to be jolly. Come together in unity. We brothers and sisters in Christ. Doesn't matter what color you are. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We are all under one umbrella. God is just a wonderful God. It is an amazing God. And I just say to everyone, continue to keep the God said promise. God said, I promise you. God said, great is your faithfulness. What a beautiful name it is. Feel the blessings in the storm. God said, feel the blessings in the storm. Even when you're going through something, feel the blessings. My God, hallelujah. God, I thank you tonight, and I praise you tonight. Now, God is just so good. I just want to say, have a good night, everyone. Be blessed. Be safe. God rest upon you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Hendrick, for your time. And thank God for the Hendrick family tonight. Everybody in your family, we bless his holy name for you tonight, in Jesus' name. So thank you so much. And we thank you for your time tonight. What a powerful word tonight, folks. I hope y'all got it. You got to be persuaded that the word of God is real. The word of God is true. And Elder, as I love Jesus, man, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one sees
truth
the Father.
And the light.
But amen. But through him. So everybody got to go through Jesus, man. Everybody got to go through Jesus, Elder. So that's power. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I want you guys to share this out, folks. This is the powerful message. I want you to share this out on your networks as well. A lot of you got at least 5,000, right, on Facebook. But 5,000 or more, you need to share this out on your platform, folks, so they can hear Elder Hendrick bring the word. Bring the word tonight out of Romans. That was powerful. Bless my house tonight. Bless everybody's house tonight, for sure.
Amen.
All right. Elder, appreciate you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. We'll be talking in between that, I'm sure. But definitely Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family tonight from the network. Appreciate you so much.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to go. We want to give you some final thoughts there for the day. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a beautiful song tonight as well. Since you got so excited, everybody needs to start clapping your hands in a few seconds here. But I wanted to let you know that always remember to out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And we thank God for Dr. Henderson. We thank God for Evangelist Mays. We thank God for Sister Sarah and all those who are on tonight as well. But we just thank God for who he is, because he is who he say he is, ladies and gentlemen. All we got to do is believe and trust. And we got to give God and the praise for the Holy Spirit that's with us tonight, to help us bring the word forth that will penetrate hearts all around the globe. So we thank you so much for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, take care. We want you to have a great rest of the evening. We want you to have a productive and intentional week as well as we move forward. And remember, there's nothing you can't do. Elder already talked about it, folks. You got to be persuaded. There's nothing you can't do. God has your back. As a matter of fact, he's got every part of your being. In fact, I was just thinking about from the bottom of my feet, the end of my toes, all the way to the top of my head. God, Jesus has us, folks. Holy Spirit has us. So remember that. But you got to be persuaded that you know God has you, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you so much. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our wonderful host tonight was Elder Samuel Hendrick. And Prophetess Lillian Hendrick, his wonderful wife. We give them love and we give them much health and strength in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Hey, this is Straight to the Point. Everybody, clap your hands. Get excited about what the Lord is doing for you. Amen. God bless you all.
The Bible says what? Clap your hands. Clap your hands. This is where we pray. Clap your hands.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Hey, this has been another edition of Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, Straight to the Point. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise as we get out of here tonight. God bless you. Have a great, great evening, everybody. We'll see you.